Dennis Van here. Welcome to today's ROI meditation lesson. Today, we're going to reflect on radical self-awareness. Have you ever looked at a picture of yourself after gaining weight and thought, wow, how did that happen? I've got to do something about it. Until that happens, you never change your habits. Wearing loose sweaters doesn't truly work. Although we've spoken about reducing stress and achieving clarity as two benefits of the ROI meditation method and meditation in general, achieving radical self-awareness is quite possibly the most transformative benefit of all. The beautiful part is that it happens quite naturally as you make ROI meditation part of your daily routine because it helps you become more aware of your thoughts, teaches you how to control them, or at least how not to be controlled by them, and closes each session with an intention. Every time you sit down and try to meditate, you reduce the noise level around you mentally and usually physically as well. And all of a sudden, your random thoughts take center stage. This is also what happens when you've had a challenging day or you try to go to sleep. You've put away your phone, the TV is off, and it's just you and your mind starts racing. Whether you're trying to meditate or sleep, the mind bounces around like a ball in a pinball machine, and you realize you don't have any control. This is true until you step back and observe your thoughts, and then something flips. As frustrating as it may seem, realizing you have little control over your thoughts places a spotlight on them and helps you become more aware that they are separate from you. The more you observe them as a bystander, the more you realize how many thoughts just pop into your mind and control you, and the sooner you can start doing something about it. Your awareness of these thoughts is the beginning of radical self-awareness, and it starts by realizing that these random thoughts are not you. Only the thoughts you can control are you, and that realization is a game changer. For example, when I go to sleep, I automatically think of something I am grateful for that day instead of allowing my mind to race. When I meditate, as I've gotten better at it, I see the random thoughts coming and can control them before they take me down the rabbit hole. Over time, this skill allows you to ask yourself really honest questions and achieve radical self-awareness that can truly be transformational. For myself personally, as I was trying to lose weight, I would take quiet moments of meditation and truly ask myself why it wasn't working. When I was truly honest with myself, I realized that I had not yet taken a methodical and consistent approach to it, and as a result, I would have spurts of dieting followed by days of bad habits. I also realized that I didn't have a lot of discipline when it comes to eating, and that I needed a really simple method, one or two changes at most, for it to work for me. I started avoiding most bad carbs and processed sugars, ate high-quality fats, and started intermittent fasting. Bingo, 35 pounds down and just a few more to go, and I've maintained that for more than a year. I'm never going back. From a career point of view, you also have to become extremely aware of your skills, which gaps are holding you back, and then fill those gaps by delegating or through training, personal development, and coaching. Finally, as you become more aware and begin your transformation, you feel more comfortable asking others for feedback. For example, I've asked my wife to be very direct with me if she feels I'm not present or paying attention to her needs or the needs of our kids. And when I slip and she tells me so, I thank her. It's a game changer. You see, happiness and progress go hand in hand, and without radical self-awareness, you're flying blind and continue to struggle. Over time, as you become more self-aware in every aspect of life, it becomes obvious that the only path to success is to become radically self-aware, even if it hurts the ego at first. So repeat this meditation as often as necessary and attack a different aspect of your life every time until you've covered all important aspects. So with that, let's shift into the observation phase and then we'll set an intention. Imagine that you are walking in a forest. It is autumn and the leaves are orange and brown. Breathe in the crisp fall air. It is starting to rain gently. You can hear the rain. Continue walking down the path. You now hear a river in the distance, and you're attracted by the sound, so you walk towards it. You come to a clearing in the forest and see a beautiful waterfall and rapids below it. You take a seat on a big rock at the edge of the river. The wind picks up and some of the leaves from the trees fall into the water and float down the river. Fix your gaze on a leaf. Imagine a word or image that represents this thought, then place it on the leaf and watch it flow down the river and out of sight. Continue sitting and placing your worries and frustrations on the leaves and watch them float down the river. I'll leave you to it for a few minutes. When you're done, just listen to the sounds and breathe gently. Thank you. Congratulations, you've begun to learn that your thoughts are not you and that you can control them, and at the very least, not allow them to control you. You'll get better and better at this as you practice. So now we're going to set an intention. Pick an area of your life, such as wealth, health, or relationships. Now ask yourself, what is holding you back from truly excelling in that aspect of your life? What is a personal character flaw that is preventing you from truly succeeding in that area? And then ask yourself what you need to do about it. Can you delegate? Is it something you think you can really improve? And if so, what is the next step you're going to take to make that happen? I'll give you a little bit of time to think about that, and then we'll set an intention. Now set an intention to take that first step. Commit to it one more time and repeat it again in the future to really nail it down. Once again, congratulations for making ROI meditation a priority in your life. May success be yours to share. Namaste.